on Triple M's Rush Hour, we are honoured to have a very
special
guest. His voice is silk.
Yes, I held Kane. Can you believe it? That is just so exciting. It's a beautiful thing.
Please welcome the one, the only, and the best, Bruce McAvaney.
Oh, we're absolutely thrilled and privileged to have the great man on the Rush Hour. Brucey, good afternoon and congratulations, mate, receiving the AFL Life membership. Well played and well deserved.
Good on you, Jazz and Bluey. The dog laughed after listening to some of that commentary. So, I did used to get excited, didn't I? So thanks, guys. Look, it is a great honour. You sort of always think, you know, why me? What have I done? But you sort of, it's a chance to reflect on a big part of my broadcasting life and a big part of my life. It was just so enjoyable.
You began in 1978, is that correct, Bruce? And it led the Seven Network 89 to 2020. That's a long time in football, and you made the game exciting. And just listening to you again, I miss that.
That's kind, Bluey. Look, I did, 1978 was about the time I started at 5DN and then Channel 7. So I called SANFL for a few years and loved it with people like Robert Odie was the guy I mainly called with. Nice. And so I grew up in that, and Peter Marker and Ian Day. So I grew up in that a magical period, guys, for footy in South Australia at the SANFL level. And, you know, Sturt were winning their five premierships as I was a kid. And before that, I can remember the end of Port Adelaide's half a dozen premierships and all those great players through the 50s and 60s. So I sort of carried all that on with me when I got to start calling in the late 70s, early 80s. So they were great times. And then I chuffed off to Melbourne to do some things. And, and here I am.
Bruce, you're still very busy, of course, but do you miss calling the AFL?
I do. I do. It really hits home when I watch matches and on a Friday night or any night or any day. I do miss it. It was the right timing for me. Felt like I still had a little bit of gas in the tank, but I had the travel had probably worn me down a bit. It was the end of the COVID year. I got used to not travelling. I was probably at a good point in my life to cut back a bit and for lots of reasons. So I don't regret it, but I do miss it. I mean, the thrill of working alongside our team at Seven, you know, people like Dennis and Lee Matthews and Brian Taylor, et cetera, and Sandy Roberts and those guys, it's a big part of my life, and I love being part of that team. Mm. And there's nothing more exciting than having the headphones on at any football ground around Australia when things are tight and close late in the last quarter. It's a real thrill. So, I'm missing it.
Hey, Bruce, do you ever sit around, grab a glass of Chardonnay, I'm not sure what you drink, and put the headphones on and just turn the volume down and just call it like you would have in the day?
Have you been stalking me? look, I do tend to yap a bit when the footy's on. Annie, my wife, sort of, she does move to the other room often. Even the dog, sort of, she'll sit up and look at me. But I talk a bit. I miss it, don't I? But I every now and then I think, God, I wish I was in there. But I've got a feeling you're looking over my shoulder when this is happening. And it's not Chardonnay, it's usually a Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, sorry, I knew it was that colour.
Bruce, you do have a love for horse racing and you're a wonderful caller back in the day for 5DN. But my late father-in-law, Stan Wood, who worked on the totes, used to see you walking around the yard with your long hair and you had a piece of paper and
long
your
hair.
Newspaper. And he tells me some wonderful stories about Bruce McAvaney that just had a real passion for horses.
So, Jazz, did he work on the tote, did he?
Yeah, he did, yep. Back in
the day. He's collected a lot of my money over the years, but unfortunately he hasn't been able to keep it because he worked on the tote. Yeah. But he summed me up to a T. Yeah, I was a bit of a long-haired, not a lout, because I wasn't tough enough to be a lout, but I loved horse racing right from the start, and I used to have a dollar or two on in those days. And they were great days. They really were great days. I miss them a bit. I go to the races, obviously, in a different way these days. I've always got the suit on and working, but a lot of my life was spent at the Cheltenham Racecourse and as a kid growing up because I lived around the corner and went to Woody High. Mm.
Hey, Bruce, do you have a favourite event or favourite sport? Like, you've called the AFL Grand Final, the Melbourne Cup horse racing we just mentioned, Olympics, Brownlow's, Australian Open. Do you have a favourite?
Look, it's a good, Bernie. It's sort of... look, there's nothing quite like a 100-metre final at the Olympics, or female. And they're magic moments. And there's good pressure on you, too, as a caller. So those, they feel like heavyweight championships. But that said, my lifelong dream was to call a Melbourne Cup. That's what I grew up as a five-year-old wanting to do, and that happened. So that was huge for me. And just the thrill of calling a grand final, whether it be in South Australia, but I guess particularly at the Melbourne Cricket Ground now that the AFL is in. So they're probably the three things that come close. But look, if you pin me to the wall, my dream was to call the Melbourne Cup, and probably, the other two, it's a short half head between the 100-metre final and the grand final.
Hey, Bruce, great news for Channel 7 in terms of the cricket, getting it for another 7 years. But we missed out on the Olympics. You must have been shattered about that.
Look, I was disappointed, obviously. This is the business. And we've had a great run. We've had so many opportunities, and it's been a privilege to be a part of it. So it's the business. We'd lost them once before in 2012 when Nine did London. And of course, Kerry Stokes, who's our chairman and owner, has been such a supporter of the Olympic Games. Cricket's such a big thing for the network, and it gives us that, football and cricket, that seamless sort of one to the other. I've got to say, the tests this summer were slightly frustrating because of missed days, but, to see Travis Head and Alex Carey play so well, and sort of the rise of both of those. But how good was the BBL final, which gives us great heart. It gives us incredible heart for what might happen from a Big Bash point of view over the next year or so. I think it's incredibly exciting times in cricket. We're about to see that tomorrow in India and then later in the year in England. So it's great for the network, guys.
Bruce, you've had an amazing journey and you've still got lots to give. Who's been the biggest influence behind the Bruce McAvaney journey?
Well, when you were a kid growing up, as a little kid, it was a race caller in Melbourne called Bill Collins, who I listened to and thought, gee, that's who I want to be. And I wrote to him when I was about 11 years of age. Mum penned the letter and off it went. So he was the guy I listened to and got incredibly excited about. So it was broadcasters as a kid. It was, John Arlott, Alan McGilvray, those cricket commentators, football commentators in Adelaide like Tom Warhurst and Max Hall that I really loved as a kid. These are names that for a lot of people, I'm too old for them to remember. But so I was shaped by those callers. But as I've gone through later life, I've had some incredibly good people I've worked alongside, I've learnt from, like Dennis Cometti, Malcolm Blightley, Matthews, you name it. But, I'll be honest, and, Annie, my wife's been a huge influence on me as I've continued to work, and as work sometimes has probably got more difficult and harder for me at times, and without her, not only her support, but her skill, I probably wouldn't still be going, so I'm going to give her the gong, eh?
Brilliant.
Yeah, Bruce, we heard you obviously do some great calls for individual plays. Do you have a favourite player to call? Because I think going back to the 97, 98 grand final, Darren Jarman, some of those calls just stick in my memory. Jimmy Bartel, you used to love as well, and Dangerfield of recent times. Do you have a favourite over those years?
I've got a lot, boys. A lot of them. And Jars was one. Darren Jarman, and there was a guy called Paul Bagshaw who, I absolutely idolised and thought was, he played at the same time as Robert and me, but I thought, and Blighty, the four of them were just extraordinary. But Baggy was a guy that I just felt was the most skillful player I'd ever seen. And he was a Darren Jarman who could stand on someone's head and take a mark. So I love Jars. He's skill on either side. And, the other Jars are sitting there at the moment. And those two boys were just remarkable. Andrew, you were such a part of it. Your combination with your brother was just amazing to watch. It was a thrill. And I called a bit of you, Jars, but more of your brother. Mm. And those two grand finals were his signature, weren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's getting a bit emotional here, Bruce, when you're saying that. Hey, Bruce, going back to my debut, that was a little fair while ago now, but you used to send out some questions, didn't you, for first-year players and leading into their debut game. Is that right?
I have done that over the years. Did they make it to you?
Well, they made it to me, and I hope they made it back. But just a little bit of background into how hard you used to work, because you didn't have to do that, but that was just a point of difference in the Bruce McAvaney commentary game.
In your case, Bernie, I just had to ring Ditz up, and he gave me all the
dots. You didn't have to go far. No, well done, Bruce.
Too much information,
yeah,
eh?
Too much.
And Bruce...
No, we all do it our own way.
Yeah, yes, mate, exactly.
You're a much-loved figure here in South Australia. How's the health going, mate? You're feeling a lot better and you're doing your walks and keeping your fitness and...
Yeah, I'm going, Charge, you're a good man. I'm going well. I reckon I could keep up with KG right now.
Yeah.
So there you go. We might have a race around Victoria Park or something. But take a while. No, look, I'm actually feeling really good. I'm feeling really good at the moment. So, fingers crossed everything's upwards and onwards, eh?
Yeah.
Well done, mate.
Yep. Congratulations, mate. AFL Life membership. Well done. Well played.
Good to talk to the three of you, and well done to you guys, eh?
Yep. Take care. There he is. Our very own Bruce McAvaney.
Yeah. What a... superstar, absolute superstar, and a great bloke as well. I've sort of been fortunate enough to spend a bit of time with Bruce in recent times, and he's got a heart of gold and so talented.
Proud moment that to interview Bruce for me.
Mm.
That was special.
Nah, well done.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour.